And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Got a couple of points of clarification here before we move on. We do want to kind of just emphasize here that, you know, the event tonight is free, the food truck event here at Fort Riley, the Rock and Riley Music and Streets Eats. While it is a free event, the vendors there will be charging, so I want to just make that point of clarification. And there will also be a beer tent, Ken?
There will. I forgot to talk about it. Beer and water and other drinks will be available. They are charging for that, but they do have them well priced for you. So yes, the food and drink is not free. Everything else at the event is free. No admission, the music and the games is all free.
All right. And again, there will be some gift cards to Texas Roadhouse. That's the steakhouse. And Academy Sports, and then also the Commissary, right?
Commissary and Armed Forces Bank. So we do have a couple sponsors that are providing these gift coupons for us, and we'll be happy to give them away to you guys.
Okay. Well, thank you for that clarification here. And again, that's going to be a fun event tonight out of Fort Riley. We're going to turn it now to Mackenzie Slay, Guidance Counselor here with Fort Riley. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an exciting event coming up here later this month, August 26th.
Yeah, this is our 60th Fort Riley combined graduation. We are going to be celebrating our 2020 and 2021 graduates, which include active duty military members, their family members, veterans, and Department of the Army civilians.
Okay, so this is going to be a pretty big class then.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. This is actually my first graduation that I will be attending to, so it's going to be very exciting.
Okay, so I guess give some details on, you kind of did a little bit here already, but where are some of these folks graduating from?
Yeah, so we actually have 8 different on-post colleges and universities. These schools are Central Michigan University, Central Texas College, Hutchinson County Community College, Kansas State University, Southwestern College, University of Mary, Upper Iowa University, and we even have a few different online distance learning schools. Those would be Southern New Hampshire University and the University of Maryland Global Campus.
Okay, so that's a pretty good representation there. Any idea how many are from Kansas State?
I don't have the exact Kansas State number. I know that we have a total of 138 graduates, and 55 of them are walking in this ceremony.
Okay. Well, no doubt there's a large contingency from Fort Riley that kind of interact with K-State regardless. So.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
All right. Well, I guess tell us why the decision was made to go ahead and hold this ceremony.
Yeah, so, well, it was made to hold this ceremony this summer. It was supposed to be in May. We usually hold them in May. However, because of COVID, we had to kind of keep pushing that off. And now the graduation is going to be held outside in the Cavalry Parade Field on August 26th at 9 a.m. The decision to hold this ceremony, it's to celebrate all of our service members, their family members, and our Department of Army civilians who are graduating. It's especially important to celebrate them because military families face all sorts of different challenges that can make it more complicated to complete a program. You know, they're deploying, they have PCS moves on top of taking care of family members. So it's a really big celebration when they actually are able to complete a program.
All right. Okay. And it's a good thing you're having it now, I suppose, because if you were to push it off further, who knows what might happen.
Yeah.
Hard to predict these days.
It is.
Well, can you give us an idea of the range of degree programs that these students have completed?
Yeah, it's all sorts of different types of degrees, from certificates to associates, bachelor's, and master's. And within those degrees, it's a whole wide range. Some really popular degrees, soldiers are always working on their associates in general studies. I see a lot of bachelor's in criminal justice, biology, pre-med, nursing, a whole variety of topics.
All right. Well, I know a lot of folks do classes online. I imagine there's probably a number of colleges and universities that offer programs at Fort Riley.
Yes. There's a number of online programs really popular, especially with the active duty service members. depending on their MOS and their training schedule. A lot of times they're all over the world. They're all over Fort Riley. So those online programs are really popular, especially those soldiers who just want to get those gen eds out of the way before they transfer to maybe a larger college or university like Kansas State University to finish up their bachelor's degree.
And how would you say, how important would you say it is to have these programs available on post?
Extremely important, especially offering them on post. All of our colleges, the eight different schools that we have a representative in our building, which is 211 Custer Avenue. It allows soldiers to have face-to-face interaction with their academic counselors. It allows them to attend classes during the daytime if they have their commander's approval, family members as well. They even have evening classes. It makes everything very easily accessible.
What are the, I guess, you know, those are some of the advantages then, I would imagine, too. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, how do soldiers learn more about the services that are offered there?
Yeah, so we do all sorts of outreach events. We have what we call mini education fairs at the PX every Friday, every other Friday. We are closed on RDO Fridays. So for 2 hours, we'll stand around in the PX and talk to soldiers on their lunch break and tell them about our services. We do a lot of different in-processing briefs. Not to brag, but I run our Facebook page, and I think we do a pretty good job at advertising our events and services and frequently asked questions out there to reach as many service members and family members as possible. And I would like to stress, family members are absolutely more than welcome to come into our education center and get help. I think a lot of times they think they need to be escorted by their spouse or that it's just for active duty. It is not. We help all sorts of people, veterans, retirees, DA, civilians, family members. Come on in and we will answer your questions.
All right. Sounds good. So again, it's August 26th. I know it's in person. Will you guys be recording it as well?
Yes. Yeah, so the graduation ceremony, since graduates are only limited to two guests per graduate due to COVID mitigations, Fort Riley's Facebook page will be streaming it live as well.
Okay. So good opportunity there. And you know, that goes out all over the country. So if they got relatives out living somewhere else, then they can watch.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to say that our education center will be closed from 7:30 to noon on that day. So if anyone's coming in trying to get help with their educational goals, we will be closed that morning for graduation.
All right. Well, Mackenzie, how long have you worked in the office there?
Actually, I have my 1 year anniversary next Tuesday, the 17th.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And so are you from the area?
I'm actually from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I did my master's at Kansas State University and then ended up taking a job here.
Okay. Well, we always like to hear those kind of stories because, you know, that's what we try to do. We like to recruit, retain good workforce here in the area. Do you like Manhattan?
Oh, I love Manhattan. It's a great place to live.
Good. Yeah. I agree. I've lived here about 3 years. I enjoy it too. So
I said I wasn't going to get stuck in Kansas for longer than 2 years, but here I am. I actually fell in love with it. So
yeah. There's a lot of misnomers about Kansas that I have family back in Idaho, and they all think that we just have tornadoes all the time.
Yeah.
So
I have yet to experience a tornado since living here.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Don't worry, you get your chance.
Yeah. No kidding. All right. Well, is there anything else we haven't talked about you want to make sure to get out?
Yeah. There's one more thing. So the Army as a whole has transitioned to a new online education system for active duty soldiers, reservists, National Guard, anyone who is utilizing tuition assistance or credentialing assistance. This new system is called Army Ignited. If you're out there and you have not yet created your Army Ignited account, please, you can either give us a call at 785-239-6481 or come on into the Education Center. Again, we're building 211 Custer Avenue right across from the King's Field House. We're open from 7:30 to 5, and then on Fridays we close at 4. And it's really important to create those Army Ignited accounts so you can continue on with your education while active duty.
All right. Very good information here. And we're looking forward to the combined graduation ceremony on August 26th. Again, where's that at again?
It's the Calvary Parade Field. It's actually right behind our education center.
Okay. Good to know. All right. Well, we appreciate it. And thank you to Mackenzie. Thank you to Ken for being here this morning. And wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our first half of our program. Stay tuned. We'll hear from the Manhattan Housing Authority up next here on News Radio KMAN.